Hello, and welcome to the Maximizing the Net podcast, a weekly podcast highlighting a topic of interest to Maximizing the Net newsletter subscribers. For those of you that have just happened upon this podcast, MaximizingTheNet.com is a website that lets you take advantage of great online purchase deals on the net. We scour the net for deals on computers, computer software, electronics, web hosting, web design, domain purchases, voice over IP phone service, mobile phones, books, textbooks, movies, games, gourmet food, chocolate, and a host of other products and services that people buy on the World Wide Web. Our newsletter highlights tips, advice, and recommendations on tons of products available on the web. And we take pride in offering some of the best deals on the net. I'm Kendra Cotton, Managing Editor of MaximizingTheNet.com, and I thank you for joining us this week and for subscribing to our newsletter. As a reminder, I want to let you know about the Starbucks giveaway promotion that we're currently running. If you sign up for the Maximizing the Net newsletter by June 30th, you're entered for a chance to win a $10 Starbucks gift card. Even though this podcast is geared towards people that are already subscribers, if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed, I would encourage you to visit the MaximizeTheNet.com website as soon as possible and sign up for it. This week's topic is on something that I think everyone can relate to: maximizing professional development. For more than 10 years, I searched for a good job, and not being able to find one is what led me, in part, back to graduate school twice. Along the way, I have read many self-help and professional development books, and I learned a lot and tried just about every technique available for job searches and networking. You name it, I've tried it. If someone suggested a job search book to me, I snapped it up as soon as I could and was always on the lookout for what I can do to improve my job search. I say all this to say that I know the pain and frustration of being unemployed and underemployed, and I know what it's like to want a job in the face of no job, or to just want a better job because you simply hate getting up every morning going to the one that you have. During a period of unemployment several years ago, I attended a career transition support group meeting, and the featured speaker that night was Dan Miller, the author of the book 48 Days to the Work You Love. Dan was a welcome breath of fresh air in the How to Get a Job speaker series because he didn't so much focus on a job, but more so a vocation, which is the incorporated combination of your life's calling, purpose, mission, and destiny. I was immediately drawn to a job search method that didn't so much focus on the rigors of the process of actually finding a job, but more so looked at my skills, abilities, personality traits, values, dreams, and passions, and how they could be used to get me the job that I love. I can honestly tell you that today, I now jump out of bed and can't wait to get started on the things that I love to do. So for this reason, I highly recommend Dan Miller's 48 Days to the Work You Love and his entire catalog of products. They are economically priced and extremely helpful for those looking to take their professional development to the next level. For those who aren't quite ready to jump into the positive life-altering mode within the next 2 months or so, and I really do understand that because it took me nearly 2 years to truly embrace the tenets of the book and everything that it incorporated. And in hindsight, of course, I look back on it and think that I should have done it then, but you know, what's done is done. But here are some more traditional professional development resources if you're not quite ready to jump into 48 days and but I still suggest you get the book. But here are some other resources that I think could be helpful to someone that's doing a job search or just looking to enhance their career at this stage. The first book that I would recommend would be What Color Is Your Parachute? A Practical Manual for Job Hunters and Career Changers by Richard Bowles. And this would be the 2010 edition, which has just been recently updated. This is actually one of the first books that was suggested to me when I started my job search years ago, right out of graduate school. At the time, I was making a career change from being a career student into transitioning into the real world of work. And it was definitely a helpful resource. The 2010 edition is great because it's been updated with information that's extremely relevant to today's job market and those looking for a job at a time when all you hear about is how many jobs there aren't in the market. If you are currently on the job market, this is the book that will give you the edge over other job seekers. The second book that I would recommend would be How to Land a Top-Paying Federal Job by Lily Whiteman. It's a great resource for anyone that is a federal job seeker because it's filled with tips on ways to improve your federal government job search. It is definitely a must-have book for those looking to serve their civic duty by working for the United States government. The final book that I would suggest would be 168 Hours, You Have More Time Than You Think by Laura Vanderkam. It's a good book for anyone who can't seem to find enough hours in the 24-hour day. The book offers a new system of time management that really works on shifting the paradigm from the old 24-hour, 7-days-a-week model to the 168 hours in 1 week model. I think this book gives great advice on how to manage your time more effectively, and it's really great for helping you find the quality time that you need for your family and for yourself. On an additional note, this podcast is actually also being used to announce the new professional development page that's been added to the Maximizing the Net website. You can feel free to visit that. That's at maximizingthenet.com/professional development. And I thank you for listening to the Maximizing the Net podcast, and I hope that you'll continue to visit our website and sign up for our newsletter if you haven't already. There's also a survey link on the site, and I would encourage you to submit your suggestions to us that way. In fact, I would invite anyone right now that's listening to my voice to visit the Maximizing the Net website, check it out, and give us your feedback through the Contact Us page, or by sending us your thoughts at podcast@maximizingthenet.com, or you can do it in 140 characters or less on Twitter at MaximizingNet. And note, that's Maximizing Net. There's no the in the Twitter name because we didn't have enough characters to include it. Well, I hope you enjoyed us this week, and I hope that you'll come back next week. And until then, continue to maximize the net.